Welcome back to Community Conversations. I am Community Chloe. We're talking about the Rural Substance Abuse Awareness Coalition. And you know I go to the source for you. She's been in recovery for 11 years. I'm so proud of her and all of the work she's doing in the community. Sharika Lampkin-Briscoe. She is with RSAC. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying this.
I know you are. You're like, Chloe, I'm feeling right at home.
Right.
We talked a little bit about RSAC. What challenges is RSAC having or facing in the community?
So the biggest challenge that RSAC is facing is getting members to ask for help. So difficulty of asking for help and living in the rural area where everyone knows each other is a very difficult, you know, situation to be in because of the fact that the key word, everyone knows each other. And if you grew up in a small town or a small area like I did, it's difficult to go outside and someone not say they know you.
But everybody already know you getting high.
Right. Now. But see, it's it's an unknown conversation.
Right.
So if just because you see it like the three monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. So that's what it's about. And RSAC is just trying to bring those resources and just get members to come out and say, hey, do we have any resources? Mm-hmm. How can I get help? What's the first step? The first step is admitting that you have a problem. And so just getting members to come out and say, hey, I have a problem. Can you help?
Right.
Or can I
Hopefully
have help?
Hopefully they all can listen to this show.
Yes, I'm hoping so. Yeah. And that is the goal, is to get everyone to listen to this show and know that there is help out there. And you do not have to be afraid to ask for help. You don't even have to have money to ask for help. There's a lot of resources out there that will help you where you are. That's the point of being in recovery, is meeting a person where they are.
Yeah.
You know, meeting them where they are. Nothing about us without us. That is the whole theme of recovery. Nothing about us without us. Stop allowing people to make choices for your life without you. You know, because everybody can tell you
what's good. I see you talking
that
peer talk.
Yes,
I'm a peer recovery.
Absolutely.
Discussion.
Absolutely. Peer
nothing
recovery.
About us without us.
Nothing about us without us. Like, understand that, you know, Elvis Brooks was my peer trainer.
Wait a minute. Elvis Brooks
was
my peer trainer.
Elvis Brooks was my peer trainer.
Oh,
he was one of the best.
The best.
Absolutely. So he taught me that, and nothing about us without us. And then my counterpart, Kia Briscoe, she drives it home all the time. She's a person in long-term recovery, 24 years in October, and she comes from Baltimore. So she brought all of that energy and all of those resources from Baltimore, Maryland, to Virginia. And we're just trying to spread it through the state that recovery is here and we ain't going nowhere.
It's here.
We ain't going nowhere.
And, you know, and going back to Elvis Brooks, he's the greatest.
Yes.
I mean, he taught us everything. I mean, it was so simple
to
be motivated by listening.
Yes.
A lot of times people base their life, their character, and what they're going through on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but you got to be motivated.
Yeah, got to be motivated.
Listening.
Yeah, just
that's
the quiet.
The greatest form of
the listening and the quietness of it. And that's what RSAC does. RSAC goes to the community and they listen.
Wow.
They listen and they come back and they bring back solutions based off of listening. They're not going out there telling people you should do, you should do, and you should do. RSAC listens.
Wow.
And Robin being the head, oh my goodness.
Hey, Robin.
She is an amazing listener.
When was RSAC established and what is the mission?
Well, in 2003, RSAC was established and the Rural Substance Abuse Awareness Coalition is a multidisciplinary coalition. So established in 2013 with the primary goal of promoting programs that address substance use disorder, which we know is a big thing, preventing substance use misuse and raising awareness of recovery resources in the community. Letting people know that though we are a rural community, we have resources. We have resources here. And if we have to step out, we have resources.
Wow.
So I adore the coalition itself because of what it means. And the mission is to inspire, equip, and educate citizens of Goochland and the surrounding counties about the resources and recovery. So, hey.
And RSAC serves what areas?
So they service Goochland, Powhatan, and the surrounding area. But RSAC sits in the middle of Goochland, Powhatan area.
Mm-hmm.
But they're able to service anyone. If you come and say, I need help, they can guide you in the right direction as to where to find your help at.
And the resources section of
RSAC.org,
there are a list of links to local organizations and broken into the following headings. And I love this: substance use prevention and education, parent, youth, and family services, medication-assisted treatment, outpatient treatment, inpatient treatment, recovery meetings and support groups, and food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important to have those services. And,
yep.
I see you guys are doing it real big. And we want to send people to your website.
Yes, please.
At rsaac.org. That's rsaac.org. And I know a lot of people are listening like, say her name again. She is Sherika Lampkin Briscoe.
Yes, I am a native of Miami, Florida. And I've been in Virginia for about, my oldest son is 19, so probably about 15 years now.
Okay.
And so it is bringing some of that southern heat to the Virginia, air.
Mid-Eastern heat.
Yes, to make some difference, you know, to make a difference. And so that is what we're about. And I'm glad to be associated and partnered with RSAC. So very grateful for the opportunity. And I hope you guys, you know, look at the website. We have a big community event coming up, and I'm super excited about it to celebrate Recovery Month. And so August 31st is International Overdose Awareness Day. And just giving you a little notation that over 100,000 deaths from drug overdose each year, plus individuals who survive any overdose.
Mm-hmm.
So on September 3rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can find myself and Robin and the rest of the RSAC Coalition celebrating the second annual Rural Recovery review at the Passion Community Church. The location is 4480 Anderson Highway in Powhatan, Virginia. So we're kicking off National Recovery Month, and we're celebrating the local communities. And we want everyone to come out that's in Goochland, Powhatan, Richmond, Chesterfield, wherever you are, come mm-hmm. out and let's celebrate one with another in recovery. Whether it's one day in recovery, one moment in recovery,
mm-hmm.
or whether you got umpteen years, even if you contemplate recovery, just come on out. We're going to have so many things. We're going to have a bunch of speakers and food trucks and music. And the great thing about it is everything that's involved that day is surrounded by recovery. So the musicians are in recovery. The speakers are in recovery. The food vendors are in recovery.
Really?
The people putting on the program are in recovery. So it shows you how far you can go
mm-hmm.
if you, just by taking that one step and saying, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Just that one step.
I need help.
Yeah.
And that's help from anything, even if you're not feeling good or, you know, it's just something on your mind. You just can't get it off. And you tried all you could do to get it off, whether you worked out or whatever it is that you're doing and it's still there.
Yep.
That might be an issue or a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we all need to check our mental wellness, our mental capacity. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
Smart folks ask questions.
Yeah. September 3rd is a day of self-help and recovery. So it is a day of, you know, self-care. It's full of self-care that day. The workshops, the representation, it is about self-care and knowing that to that day, September 3rd, from 11 to 3, all you have to worry about is yourself in that moment. You don't have to worry about who's looking at you. You don't have to worry about what you look like. All you're doing is worrying about yourself, enjoying the rays of sun, the music, the conversations. You're just enjoying it. Just enjoying it. And this might be day one for someone.
Mm-hmm.
This might be day one for someone.
We want to celebrate them. And we want to gather around to help them. And whether it's, and it's family members that are listening. Whether it's husbands and wives that are listening. And you know there's something going on. And folks are embarrassed.
Right.
You know, your loved one or mm-hmm. it's your kids could be battling, you know, having issues with substance use.
Yeah.
And or alcohol or whatever addictive behavior it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
It's just that behavior. That's not the person you are.
Right. It's the behavior. And understand that today, in time, fentanyl is taking over our communities.
Yeah.
Fentanyl is taking over our communities. And the only way to combat that is for us to have the knowledge and conversations surrounding it. It's attacking our children with mm-hmm. one hit. It's taking our kids out.
Wasn't about 2 or 3 seconds?
Yes, it's taking our kids out. You know, but you may be able to save a life by just saving your child's life, by just having the knowledge of what is mm-hmm. going on. You know, drugs are taking more of our kids out than bullets are.
Yeah.
And it's sad to say it.
Kids are depressed. It's almost like they're depressed coming out of the womb.
They are going through more stuff than we went through. And I sat down and I talked to my 14-year-old and my 12-year-old. Even my 19-year-old is going through more stuff than what I went through in school. My 24-year-old is a mother of two kids, and she goes through more stuff than I went through at her age.
Yeah.
At her age, and it's sad that they have taken away the stuff for our youth to do. And, that's left more room for them to be involved in different things that are not good for them.
Right.
But if we don't have a conversation about what to put in those spaces,
right,
we can't just tell our kids don't do something.
Well, you just can't tell them get off social
media.
Right.
It's not the same. We used to have say no to drugs back then.
Right.
Simple conversations, say
no
to drugs.
Why should I say no
why?
To drugs?
Right, because they want to know. You can't just tell a child don't do something. Mm-hmm. They want to know why. You got to give
and then
them.
You do something.
Right.
So
and
you
then,
tell them don't drink and smoke. And then
and
you
doing
and
it. Right. It's not do as I say, not as I do. Right.
So. Sharika, we're going to take a break and come on back. This is Community Conversations.
Got you.